Good morning, everybody. This is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny if you will allow it.
Well, I wasn't ready, and she started, and I was like, she was tapping me, but I'm like, what? What are we doing? So sorry about that. I'm Mike Campbell. This is Jada. And so, you know, everything run according to wife time. So
I was ready to go.
Here we go.
Ready to go.
All right. Well, it's so good to be with you. We've been talking about pursue peace. So I'm going to have to pursue it right now. And so that we can stay in peace. No, not really. I, here's the thing, though. Seriously, the world only offers you tribulation. All right. And remember, in tribulation, it's anti-peace. It's trouble. It's suffering. It's persecution. It's pain. I mean, come on.
Right.
Is that what you want? No, that's what you already have going on in your life, because that's what the world gives you. But the moment you get born again, Jesus said, my peace give I unto you,
right,
or I give you. So you have the, available to you the peace of God.
And it's his kind of peace.
Right.
Right.
And then in Isaiah, he makes this statement, Isaiah 26:3, you will keep him in perfect, excuse me, keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. See, there's the key, trusting in the Lord. I told you, you're going to have to enforce this. There's some things you have to do, all right? You're required by God to do these things so that you can have this in your life. But you can have perfect peace, completeness, soundness, wholeness, maturity. You can have that in your mind, but you're going to have to act and you're going to have to enforce.
Right.
And so it's important. Then yesterday we dropped off at Luke 1:79.
That's right. And it says to guide our feet into the way of peace. This is people who are depending on the Lord,
yeah,
who are seeking the Lord, pursuing peace. And that, yeah, is action on our part.
Read that whole 79.
78 and 79 says, through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring from on high has visited us to give, this is why he's visited us, okay, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
All right, so look at that, to give light to those who sit in darkness. So here's the number one key. You want to have peace, you got to have Jesus ruling your life.
Right.
You know, sometimes people make a confession of Christ and they never grow. You're not going to have that peace. You're going to have to get involved in the Word of God, and you're going to have some communion with the Lord. That means some time with God. You're going to have to fellowship with him. You're going to have to get to know him. It's through that getting to know him that the Spirit of God reveals to us the Word of God, mm-hmm, so that, and then brings it to our remembrance in the time of need.
That's right.
You know, worry starts to come in and he'll bring a scripture up.
Right.
And you know, you speak it out. And perfect peace is he whose mind is stayed on thee. I cast, right, that thought down.
That's right.
Because it's against the Word of God. It's not a peaceful thought.
Right.
So I cast it down and take authority over it in Jesus' name.
You know, that is a great practical way of actually applying what we're trying to talk to you about. Applying the Word of God to your anxiety. Apply it to your anti-peace
moment. Your stress.
If you're not being able to go to sleep because your mind is racing, then you get into the Word of God or have scriptures, yeah, ready so that you can replace those anti-peace thoughts and play and replace them with the Word of God. You have to be intentional.
That's right. I love that. Intentional.
You have to be intentional.
It has to be something you plan to do.
Right.
Now, let's go to Philippians 4:6. What a great scripture this is. He says in the New King James, be anxious for nothing. That word anxious means have no stress, no worry, no fear. All right. So be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your heart and minds through Jesus Christ.
Right.
So as you pray, as you pursue God, I love that, because remember our first scripture said, pursue peace.
Pursue, search.
We got to pursue this peace that Jesus gave us. As we go after it, it sets a guard around our heart and our mind. Isn't that interesting? It sets a guard. It guards us. It's a perimeter. You know, military people understand this. Because when they go set up a FOB, which is a forward operating base, They set up guards. They have people watching and guarding so that the enemy can't slip up on them and enter in. That's the goal of the guards. And so, ladies and gentlemen, the Holy Spirit wants to guard for you. The Word of God wants to guard your life so that you can live in peace.
That's right.
You know, I could get excited.
And it says here, the peace of God. So it's God's kind of peace, okay? Not the world's kind of peace, as we've talked about. It's not just the absence it's not just the absence of war, the absence of danger, but it is the peace of God, the supernatural peace. Then it says, which surpasses all understanding. So the world does not understand this kind of peace. People outside of the family of God, when you're walking in a supernatural peace and you've got chaos going on in your life or in your family or there's sickness or whatever, but you're walking in a supernatural peace, the world does not understand it, but it is a light to them. It shows them that there is a better way to live this life, this holy life that God has called us to, by being able to walk in a peace that they don't understand.
Come on, Jay.
Then it says it will guard your hearts, which is your spirit, but it'll guard your minds as well. And
right.
That's where we're talking about being intentional when those thoughts come in.
Now, listen to this. It says, finally, brethren, after it says it'll guard our hearts and minds, it says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there's any virtue or praise, think on these things.
Now,
watch this. Mm-hmm. Meditate. Think upon them, all right? And the things which you have learned and received and heard and saw in me, do these, and what? The God of peace will be with you.
So that spirit of peace that is from God will be with you if you will be intentional in what you're thinking about.
But you got to meditate on the things that are good, pure, honest, lovely, true, just, things that are of a good report. Meditate on those. We're always meditating on the bad things, you know? People come up to me and they'll say, I can't believe you go because, you know, there's so much chaos. Listen, you can't be consumed with the chaos.
No.
You got to be consumed with the will of God. And you have to be, I realize that we have to be, what's the right word I'm looking for? We have to be careful. I don't want to say, you know, we have to choose the right things.
Yes. We have to open our eyes and look
around. We're not dumb. We're not sticking our heads in the sand.
Right.
But listen, I'm not moved by every report I hear on the news. You can't be.
No,
you just got to keep walking forward. You got to trust the Lord. You got to meditate in His Word. And as you trust Him, meditate on Him, as you pray, then the peace of God sets up a guard, and then you can make contact with the very God of peace. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you what, now listen to me. It don't get any better than this. This stuff that we're giving you today is the true ticket for living a life of peace. And it's so, it's not hard to get to. All right. I don't want to say it's, you know, it's no work involved, because there's some work involved.
Well, we found scripture that says work to be in peace.
Yeah.
And you have to be intentional.
You may take that thought captive and it comes right back.
Right.
Take it back captive again. How many times, Pastor? As many times as it takes.
That's right.
Before that thought quits entering your mind. Just keep doing it. Keep speaking the word. Keep taking thoughts captive. And listen to me, while you're doing this, the God of peace is making contact with you.
That's right.
You're making contact with Him. And that peace is starting to set up a guard around your heart and mind.
That's right.
I love this. You know, the Bible says, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. Mm-hmm. So what's down inside your heart?
Yeah.
I hope it's peace.
What's coming?
I hope it's the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's things that bring you back to whatever things are pure, honest, lovely, just, true, and of a good report. Because if there's any virtue or praise, the Bible says, think or meditate on these things. Isn't that what Joshua said in Joshua 1:8?
Mm-hmm.
He said, don't let it depart from your mouth. Well, when it gets down in your heart, ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. When your life gets squeezed, it's going to come out of your mouth.
That's right.
And when it starts coming out of your mouth, you are acting in the authority of the Word of God. You are putting the Word of God to work. And I want you to know something right now. When you put the word of God to work, I'm leaning in because I want you to get this. When you put the word of God to work, hey, the word will work for you.
That's right.
Man, I'll tell you what.
That's good. That's good preaching.
Well, let's wrap this up today. We got one more day to go. We're going to wrap this up. We got another great scripture for you tomorrow. And listen, the word of God is filled with peace. So pursue it and go after it.
That's right.
Father, we pray for every person watching. Pray today will be a great day. I thank you now that Jade and I are going to dwell in peace, and the people watching this program are going to live in peace despite what's going on in the world. We honor you and thank you for how you lead us. Guide our feet into peace, Father, and guard us with your spirit of peace. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny, if you will allow it. Make sure that you click your like, share, or follow button right down there so your family and friends can get connected to Mike Campbell Ministries, PM in the AM, a daily word of encouragement that we like to bring. And don't forget, if you're on YouTube, that you subscribe now so that you can follow what Mike Campbell Ministries is doing around the world.
Hey, we love you. We're so glad you joined us. Be sure and join us again tomorrow as we wrap up Pursue Peace right here on PM in the AM. Same bat time, same bat channel. See you tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
God bless.